Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Every Thursday at 9 here on Lincoln County Connections, we talk about Lincoln County government and different activities happening in the community. It's a pleasure to have Laura Ireland, the director of Lincoln County's Animal Shelter, with us today. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Casey.
Such a pleasure to have you on the show. I really think this may be the first time.
Yes.
But
on your show.
Yeah, yes. And the sheriff has his own show, so I know you're probably pretty busy doing this type of thing, which is a good thing. Just to give people a primer right now, you've got the Boomer Bash coming up, and let's dive into that. I mean, I do want to talk about all the different kinds of services you provide, but how soon is this?
We have our Boomer Bash Dash this Saturday. It's our annual fundraiser for our medical trust fund, and this year we are having, with our Boomer Bash Dash, a 3-mile walk or run, and you can bring your dog if you'd like to. So, we're hoping that, so our registration starts at 9, the race is at 10, and starting at 11 o'clock, we're also going to have some really fun, like, doggy contests. So, best tail wag, sweetest smoocher, things like that. So nothing that requires a lot of skill, it's just mostly fun. And we're going to just have a festival down. It's going to be at the north end of the animal shelter, so that field right next to the shelter. Mm-hmm. We're located at 510 Northeast Harney Street. And so the run and walk, it's going to take you down Eade Street and through Big Creek Park and then back up Northeast Big Creek Road and then back down Eade to the shelter. So we have lots of fun prizes for different age groups, but mostly just a fun way to be out and about with your family and your four-legged friends and come support the shelter.
Physical activities, runs, you don't see the animals involved. I know there are some that happen, so this has got to be something that's really cool for folks.
Yeah, this is the first that I know of. There's the quilted run with the Celtic Heritage Festival games. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a little run on the beach. But then, and there's a couple up in Lincoln City where you can bring your dog. But this is kind of the first one here in Newport where you can bring your dog and do kind of more like a 5K. And Coast Hills Events is helping us out with it. So should just be kind of like a normal run that for all of you who do normally participate in these events, it will be timed and all that stuff. But it's also supposed to be fun, and so if it's not, it doesn't have to be super competitive if you don't want it to be either.
Yeah, just have a good time and get some exercise. Now, as far as the history of this event, where did it all begin, and generally, how do you take those funds? Where do they go to?
Yeah, so this is about the 8th year that the shelter has done some sort of Boomer Bash, and it's all goes to our medical fund. And so thanks to the voters in our community, we have a property taxing district just for animal services, which pays for the shelter and 3 animal services deputies for the entire county. And so that taxing district is able to just pay for our basic operations. And I think everyone kind of knows the importance of having a shelter to keep our animals safe. But there are certainly people in our community and all the staff who are at the shelter really want to go above and beyond and save as many lives as possible. And we're able to do that with our medical fund, and we're able to fix broken legs, do dental surgeries, you know, eye surgeries, you know, really kind of go above and beyond to provide as many animals with a second chance. And so we have donations throughout the year. There's a lot of great people that do different fundraisers, and this is our fundraiser to just support the medical fund.
Now, who is Boomer, and is Boomer still around?
Boomer is our shelter cat, and he is still with us. He's been with us 11 years, and he was about 3 to 5, was age estimate when he came in. So, yeah, 14, 16-year-old
cat. He's getting
cat,
up there.
Yeah. He sleeps a lot on my desk as I work, and you'll recognize him as the black and white tuxedo cat as you come in. He's a great greeter. So, yeah, he's our little mascot.
Very cool. Well, Boomer Bash this Saturday, we're talking to Laura Ireland. She is the director of Lincoln County's Animal Shelter. More with her in just a moment, and we'll be back. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. With us, Laura Ireland. She is the director of Lincoln County's Animal Shelter. We've been talking about the Boomer Bash, an event coming up this Saturday, and we'll definitely recap that for you. But Laura, let's just give a quick overview of the animal shelter and the services provided. Just what are you doing over there?
Yeah, and I just want to remind everyone that you can find out more about the event and all everything that we do on our website, which is LincolnCountyAnimalShelter.org. A lot of what we do is taking care of the animals who are there. We bring in all lost and injured dogs immediately. There isn't an ordinance or any law against cats being at large. Most people have indoor-outdoor cats or some mm-hmm. sort of outdoor cats. So we don't bring in stray cats right away. We encourage people to call us if they see a cat that they think is lost and work with you to determine if they really do have a home or not. But any injured or sick cat we bring in right away as well. We don't euthanize for time or for space, and so we do ask people to make appointments to bring them in so we can manage the flow and certainly work with people if they, you know, to try to come up with resources of ways they can keep animals in their home if that's possible. But if not, we also take owner-surrendered animals in. We get them all fixed up with lots of different veterinary care, and we have behaviorists on staff as well to kind of work with any behavior issues that we might see. And then they go up for adoption. And so adoptable animals, we do not euthanize. They are there till we find them a home. Or sometimes we transfer them to the valley, to our partner shelters. They have so many more people. So if a dog or a cat is with us for a while, we do kind of have the option of doing that as well. But we certainly encourage people to adopt. We always have a huge range of we're a pretty small shelter, but at any given time there's a lot of different dogs and cats who come through, different ages, different sizes, and we certainly work with you to find rescued animals that you might bring into your home. And all of our adoptable animal are with adoptions, you get a microchip, a 1-year license, everybody's spayed and neutered, they have all their vaccinations. Local veterinarians have, they donate a free vet visit. You get a free bag of food and 10% off your first purchase from the feed corral. So, we try to kind of have all that stuff ready for you to go, and encourage you to take advantage of all those services as well.
Well, I'm going to give you kind of a scenario here. So, the last cat that we had passed away, and I think it's been about 4.5 years now. Now, my son is 4. And he's been talking about how he wants a cat. So if I was to come to the shelter, what would be the process? Would you recommend bringing my son with me or come initially by myself? What would be your recommendation?
Yeah, I mean, just like with everything with kids, especially that age of kind of, you know, whatever your expectations are of, hey, today we're getting a cat, you know, it's mm-hmm. always a good, or, you know, today we're just going to start looking, you know, sort of
yeah.
thing. And a lot of times, you know, and we do have, all of our adoptable animals are on the internet. Mm-hmm. So you can look and see, we have pictures and little descriptions, and you are able to put animals on hold up to 24 hours. So if you're looking online and you know, hey, I really want to meet Fluffy, you can call and make sure Fluffy's still there, and come down. We're open 12 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And yeah, with all of our cats who are available, we have different rooms, that you can go visit them, and, cat adoption fees are name your own price, anything over $10. So, mm-hmm. especially with everything that you have, you know. And we have, you know, if you have other animals in the house, we kind of counsel you about ways to maybe make those introductions. We want to make sure all dogs are licensed. It's the law, but, also that helps make sure that, everybody's current on their rabies vaccination as well. And, it's just kind of one of those things of, and we, you can kind of see who you fall in love with and what a good connection mm-hmm. is. Some people have really strong feelings about getting kittens. Other people like getting older cats who are not so wild and crazy and bouncy, and you also already know their personality. So some people really want a cat that is going to be cuddly and on your lap all the time, or some people are fine with a cat who's a little more aloof. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can see kind of all the different cats' personalities and whatever is going to fit well with your family.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to kind of make that match work, and you kind of provide that support to make it happen.
Yeah, and we do that, you know, with our dogs as well. Because we don't euthanize for time or for space, we sometimes have dogs with us for weeks and sometimes even months at a time. So we don't have the public walk through the back. We sometimes have stray dogs, dogs who are there for protective custody or that we're working with medically. So it allows us to have a lot more dogs kind of interspersed the way that is best for them. And then the dogs don't feel like they have strangers walking up and down, you know, through their home every day. So we do have pictures and biographies of the dogs. We talk about what, you know, kind of energy level people are looking for, if they have other dogs or cats or kids or how it all would fit. And then we do individual meet and greets out in our play yard. And so it's a way for people to really get to know the dogs and see them in an environment that's not just, you know, behind, you know, a cage door. We try to make it as happy and healthy and fun for them as possible. But the reality is they are in kennels, and then we don't want people just kind of feeling drawn by necessarily just the looks of a dog, because there's so much that goes into that. And we recognize too that, you know, bringing an animal into your home and into your family is a big decision, and lots of times there's many factors that need to work. And so we have a full refund within a week. So, because there's sometimes you just don't know things until you get them home. And we don't want anyone to feel like if it's not working out that they need to, you know, stick with it and under, you know, or that they've somehow failed as an adopter, because we really want to have a really good match for your family and the best match for the animals too. So if it's not the perfect match, it's not a problem. We can find them the perfect match, and find you a better match. So,
wow. Yeah. Incredible service. We're talking to Laura Ireland. She's the director of Lincoln County's Animal Shelter. More with her in just a moment. We'll be back on Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller here with Laura Ireland, the director of Lincoln County's Animal Shelter. If you've been listening to us, we were talking about the services provided by Lincoln County's Animal Shelter. And Laura, I'm so impressed at the level of customer service. And we were talking about doing adoptions and how you really, you know, try and match people up. And I was kind of curious too, with this deep level of service you provide, are you that much different from other animal shelters? I mean, what makes Lincoln County, in a general way, kind of different than other places? What are your challenges?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're really unique in that we're the only shelter, you know, really in our radius, you know. So the only shelter in our community. A lot of people think of, you know, county shelters as the pound. And, you know, we certainly, you know, we're there to take in animals who are running at large or have bitten people or, you know, can do those things. But our mindset is that we want to be a model for small rural shelters. Mm. So just because we're a municipal shelter, just because we're at the end of the earth in a really small place, it doesn't mean that we can't be really progressive and really pushing the envelope in terms of animal care. How we do things, we don't just, and every day isn't because, you know, well, this is how we've always done it. We always look at all of the staff listen to webinars, and I mean, that's a great thing too, is just utilizing technology in that we actually have two staff members who are at a conference in Hood River today and tomorrow. So we try to get people out and about, you know, meeting the leaders in the animal welfare community. But also, you know, we listen to webinars, we call in to experts from major organizations. It's you know, really, you know, animal welfare and animal sheltering, we really are looking to do the best for animals. And really, you know, the tipping point, I think, for the shelter, too, is being able to pass this tax levy in that, we have dedicated funding. We don't have to compete with any other really important county services. Mm-hmm. You know, that everybody's doing really good work, really on a very minimal budget. And, you know, everybody's, you know, stretching as much as they can. And we're really fortunate that the community stepped up to provide us this dedicated funding, in that we do have the resources to, you know, to do really progressive things, but also in a very responsible way.
Yeah.
You know, we want to save as much money as possible and do as much as we can with that. And also, Focus is they've kind of changed their mission and they changed their name. They're now Friends of Lincoln County Animals. They do support other community animal welfare organizations and individuals with, you know, medical care and things like that. But some of the proceeds from their the thrift store, Pick of the Litter thrift store on the county fairgrounds, you know, they do provide the funds to do pre-adoption spay neuter. Mm-hmm. They pay for our microchips. So there are some things that we've been able to do to partner that, you know, that fit within their mission and are really specific, concrete things that we can do, you know, for our animals. So, you know, again, you know, having people come to these events and help with, you know, something like the Boomer Bash Dash, you know, it really, the funding allows us to do these things that I think really match up with the ethic of the people in our community. People yeah. want us to save as many animals as possible. They want us to really be a progressive safe haven and be a happy place. And we're really proud that when people come into the shelter, they're like, oh, it smells nice. And the animals are happy. Mm-hmm. The volunteers are happy. We have over 80 volunteers who come into the shelter.
Wow. 80 volunteers. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So the dogs are walked, you know, they get out of their kennels at least for an hour in the play yard every day. They're walked at least twice a day. All the cats get socialization, and it's just really, you know, we are really looking at the welfare of the animals. And, you know, we give them high-quality food. They get fresh water. Mm-hmm. Their kennels are cleaned. But we also want them to, you know, we feed a lot of them out of little food puzzles. They get, you know, we understand there's mental enrichment that needs to happen, too. So they don't, they're happy. And a lot of times, you know, they really see, you know, every once in a while we have, you know, like a dog will escape the play yard or something. And the mm-hmm. funniest thing is they always just end up at the front door. Because they're like, okay, I'm
back.
That's
wonderful.
You know, so it's really, you know, we want everyone to feel good about what it is that we're doing. And and in that, you know, our building was built in the 1960s. It was built for animal control, built in a way, you know, the kennels face each other, it's chain link fencing. There's only kind of so much that we can do with just the way that the building is configured in terms of, you know, really reflecting who we are and what we want to do. And so, I mean, our next big project and thing that we're looking to do is to either renovate or build a new shelter. And, you know, it's obviously a multi-year process, and there's going to be a lot of community involvement in that. But I think really for us to reach that next level and have like an animal welfare center where we have humane education classes, places where we can have, you know, birthday parties for kids, do some behavior enrichment and, you know, behavior courses for people, you know, really have a place that, you know, the community that reflects who we are and what we're doing. So.
Well, you are doing a tremendous job, and I think the community has shown that they believe in your mission, and I just think it's really uplifting to see the kind of consideration you give to animals, you know, that have feelings and emotions and all kinds of health needs. Terrific work, Laura, and just a quick plug, we've got 30 seconds left. Saturday, what time?
Saturday, 9 to 12. Join us by the Animal Shelter for the Boomer Bash Dash, and you can find out more at our website, LincolnCountyAnimalShelter.org.
Ooh, you are good. Well, thanks for joining us today. Yes, participate in the Boomer Dash this Saturday. More information online. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you at the same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.